Hi, it's Dave. Over the years, there's been a lot of people who've bet against Tesla and have lost a lot of money. I think there must be something about Tesla and Elon that seem to attract a certain type of hater crowd. Anyways, the shorts have lost a ton of money, in my opinion, because they fundamentally misunderstood one important aspect of Tesla's business model. And I think for any new long-term Tesla shorts, it's this fundamental understanding that's going to prove very costly. So what is that one thing? Well, let's take a look at a couple of tweets that I posted a couple weeks ago. So first I say, what happened to the argument that Tesla loses money on every car it sells? And then I go on and say, or how about this one? The more cars Tesla sells, the more they lose and the quicker they go bankrupt. And then I say, here's another one. When competition comes from the big automakers like GM, Ford, Toyota, then nobody will want to buy a Tesla and Tesla has no chance for survival. Tesla is done. And then Elon replies yesterday to the second tweet that I posted, and he replies with a laughing face. And that got me thinking a bit. Why were people so wrong about Tesla? And what was the fundamental misunderstanding about why people thought that Tesla would lose more money the more cars they sold? So I think there is a fundamental misunderstanding, or I call it an underappreciation of Tesla's business model. And I think it starts with how lean Tesla's operating expenses are. And these operating expenses don't increase proportionate to revenue. So if we look at a chart from Hyperchart showing Tesla's operating expenses over the past 10 years, now this 2021 line here doesn't show Q4 expenses, so it's going to be higher. But nevertheless, from 2017 and onward, the operating expenses are not increasing that much. And that's quite remarkable considering how much ramping Tesla did with their auto production. Now, again, here's a quarterly chart since Q1 of 2018. And you'll see that Tesla's operating expenses are barely going up each quarter. And this is while they're ramping Fremont and Shanghai factories with Model 3 and with Model Y. Next, you see that Tesla's revenue is skyrocketing at the same time. In Q1 of 2018, they had revenue of under $4 billion. And just fast forward 3 or 4 years later, their last reported quarter, they had revenue of almost $14 billion. The result of all this is that the growing gross profit that Tesla is realizing is going mostly into income. And therefore, you see this sharp rise in operating income quarter over quarter. Now, if we go back in history, Elon Musk actually warned about this. And on a May 4th, 2018 tweet, he says, oh, and short burn of the century coming soon. Flamethrowers should arrive just in time. On the same day at TeslaMotorsClub.com, I wrote a post explaining why I thought there was going to be a short burn of the century for Tesla. And I titled it, The Coming Tesla Cash Cow and the Short Burn of the Century. Now, I go on in this post and I say, in the course of a year, Tesla's quarterly operating expenses grew just $125 million. And this is while going from zero Model 3s per week last year to 2,000 Model 3s per week at the end of Q1. And I show this chart here. And in Q1 of 2017, you had operating expenses of $925 million. So this is when Tesla was making zero Model 3s. And then fast forward a year later, in March 31st of 2018, where Tesla was ramping Model 3s, the operating expenses barely went up. It was $1.05 billion. I go on and I say, Model 3 ramps from zero per week to 2,000 per week in the course of a year, and operating expenses stay relatively flat. They increase just 13.5%. What this shows is that in order to ramp Model 3 production, Tesla Core doesn't need to increase in size. So this is their R&D and their SG&A. All the people Tesla's hiring to ramp production of the Model 3 goes into Tesla's manufacturing department or section, and their associated costs are factored in to the cost of revenue for auto sales. So why is this important? I say as Model 3 revenue scales and gross margins increase, the gross profit will soon offset operating costs. Once that happens, it's difficult for me to see how Tesla cannot become increasingly profitable in quarters to come because gross profit will grow substantially as revenue grows, but operating expenses will increase only a little. Even with the Model Y ramp in 2020, not 2010, most of all the spending will go into capital expenditures and not operating expenses. The CapEx gets depreciated over X years under cost of revenue. So Tesla will remain very profitable even during Model Y ramp. And I say, we are at a historic turning point in Tesla's history. Most everyone is missing what's going on. Once Tesla's able to cover their operating expenses, it's welcome to Tesla, the cash cow. So this was almost 4 years ago when I wrote this. And now this is what we're seeing. We're seeing Tesla, the cash cow. All right, let's take a step back and ask what's going on here. So Tesla has a very lucrative business model that I think is being overlooked by most people. And the business model comprises of a few things. One is that Tesla's operating expenses are just so lean. 2017. See, in Q1 of 2017, this is before they produced a single Model 3, their operating expenses was about $925 million for the quarter. Last quarter, 4.5 years later, and after ramping Fremont and Shanghai and getting to basically a million cars per year run rate, Tesla's operating expenses was only $1.65 billion. This is while revenue grew from $2.7 billion to $13.75 billion in the same period. And Tesla was going from losing $215 million in a quarter to earning $2 billion last quarter. So you might ask, how are Tesla's operating expenses so lean? So first, they're super efficient and they're not very bloated at all. But second, whenever Tesla ramps a new factory, most of the costs go into CapEx and that gets depreciated over time under cost of revenue. Also, when they hire assembly workers for the factories, all that expense doesn't go into operating costs, but rather it goes into cost of revenue or cost of goods. So when you hear Tesla has, let's say, 30% gross margins, that includes already the cost of the assembly workers and basically all of the labor to make the cars. So this is why I think Tesla's profits are likely going to get nutty in coming quarters. You see, in Q3 of 2021, Tesla reported non-GAAP income of $2 billion. But from my estimates, which of course I could be wrong, but I wouldn't be surprised to see Tesla reach $4 to $5 billion in non-GAAP income in Q4 of this year. Of course, there are risks, and Tesla has a lot to execute over the course of this year. They've got two new factories coming online. They have a structural battery pack. They're implementing, they're ramping 4680 cells. They need to continue with FSD improvements. But overall, as an investor, I like the place that Tesla is in. I still think Tesla's business model is underappreciated, and I think Tesla will be going through a massive ramp this year that will likely surprise a lot of people in terms of revenue, gross margins, and profits. All right, I hope this video has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.